Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We've long known that ESPN has long since moved from being the worldwide leader in sports, and now is an agenda pushing a absolute, you know, doctrine spewing, heavily biased leaning one way organization that is no longer the golden era of ESPN and SportsCenter when we had Stuart Scott and Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, all of that good stuff going on. We've known this about ESPN, but at least to this point, they've not been, you know, just spewing all kinds of nonsense when it comes to the sports themselves. And now I'm beginning to question what they're even thinking in terms of some of these lists and opinions, these talking heads that they throw out there on ESPN, because it makes no sense half the time. They put out a list this weekend that when I was drinking my beverage there, I almost spit it out across the room because it was so egregious. A list of top 10 head coaches in college football currently, and Brian Kelly was nowhere to be found on this list. I have no words for how stupid that is, but we're going to try to put that into context for you as we go throughout this list here in just a second. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmore. Welcome into SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. As we cover all things football, we cover baseball, basketball. We'll have stuff on the huge shocking news that John Calipari is going from Kentucky to Arkansas today as we record this. All kinds of SEC sports are being covered here for you. So like, subscribe, turn on notifications. And guys, we're going to get it right into this Brian Kelly being left off this list. But first, I do want to pass on to you, hey, the Masters are this weekend as we're recording this. If you would like some very comfortable attire and also moisture wicking, four-way stretch, nice attire, then head on over to our friends at roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Use that promo code SECU and get 20% off your first purchase over there. You can hit up the Azalea Collection, which is inspired by its time of the year, golf, Masters, all those things. But our friends at Roback make the most comfortable performance polos that you'll ever put on. So check them out today. Roback.com, SECU is the promo code. Brian Kelly being left off this list is so egregious that I can't even believe that they seriously put together a list and didn't even have him on there to a certain degree. Just quite simply, utterly ridiculous. But let's get into who they did have. Kirby Smart, number one on their list. No qualms there. I mean, Kirby Smart, he learned under Nick Saban. He took that Nick Saban blueprint to Athens and created a program that won back-to-back national championships in an era that it was not easy to win back-to-back national championships because of basically free agency out there with NIL and the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff, and has Georgia right there in that conversation again this year with the resources he has at Georgia, with the talent, what he's been able to do, taking it over from Mark Richt and taking it to the next level. I agree. Kirby Smart, number one in college football right now. But after this, after Kirby Smart, I do not see a name on this list that I would put ahead of Brian Kelly. I simply do not, because Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Guys, one good season at Washington where you fall short of the national championship. Heck, the same thing was being said about Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. Yeah, he can get to the national title game like he did against Alabama, in fact. But, you know, He can't win the big one. Okay, so Kalen DeBoer gets there, loses to Michigan, and he had a little success at Fresno State and had success at smaller levels of college football. But just quite simply, the longevity is not there to even, quite frankly, consider Kalen DeBoer even in the conversation of being the number two coach in college football, because one, there's coaches out there who have won national championships that are still active that are on this list that are ranked lower than Kalen DeBoer. And then two, we haven't seen him do it in the SEC. And if you have not done it either in the SEC or in the Big Ten, I don't want to hear you in this conversation, quite plain and simple. So let's see. I would say pump the brakes on Kalen DeBoer, but Brian Kelly should definitely be ahead of Kalen DeBoer. Kyle Whittingham, I love him. I think he's great. tough-as-nails football teams, but they peter out at the end of the year. They don't win the bowl games that they're in. You know, I don't think you can put him in this conversation ahead of Brian Kelly. He squeezes more out of that Utah team talent-wise for what they have than you could ever imagine. Great coach. Don't think he belongs in the conversation ahead of Brian Kelly. Dabo Swinney, how is he a guy who has won multiple national titles? I don't care personally if you like him, because quite frankly, if you personally don't like Dabo Swinney, you're probably not going to like Brian Kelly. And this has nothing to do with Brian Kelly as a person, because I think Brian Kelly is about as dorky and about as out of touch with today's athlete as you can absolutely have. But what they both are is they are able to organize a program, and they are able to be CEOs of that program and drive it to success. Now, Dabo and them have fallen off a little bit, sure, but multiple national titles for Dabo Swinney. I think no matter what is going on right now, you have to give him his flowers. He has to be above Kalen DeBoer. He has to be above Kyle Whittingham. I would debate, you know, him and Brian Kelly about even though Brian Kelly hasn't won the national championships, he also hasn't been at a place that has had the talent that Clemson had through their run when Dabo was winning those national championships until he got to LSU. And now we've seen, okay, he's gotten into the SEC, took LSU from an absolute dumpster fire to an SEC championship appearance when he was not supposed to be there, and then also a Heisman Trophy winner the next year. It feels like Brian Kelly's just notching up and up and up there at LSU. Mike Norvell, again, great job kind of resurrecting this Florida State program. He's done a tremendous job. You got to give a lot of credit to Florida State to sticking with him when things were bad at a certain point. I mean, the loss to Jacksonville State during his tenure there. So you got to give credit where credit's due on that. But again, not enough background to be able to say he's ahead of Brian Kelly in the college football coaching ranks. I mean, I know what he did at Memphis was impressive, all that kind of, but no, you can't, not even close.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Dan Lanning, same thing. Hasn't been doing it long enough. He's impressive, but what really has he done except, you know, go to Oregon, get a lot of excitement, play a weak Pac-12, have Bo Nix, make bad decisions in late games. Listen, Dan is a great defensive coordinator. He's a great person. He's going to have great success at Oregon. I think they're going to be tremendous in the Big Ten. I think they could even win the Big Ten this year. But until that happens, we're talking about a hierarchy here, and he just quite simply does not have the accomplishments underneath his belt as a head coach. Doesn't have a number of conference championships, or doesn't have a national championship yet, and quite simply has had moments where he has struggled as a head coach in terms of decision-making late that has cost his team some games. So they were the more talented team against Washington this year. They lost that game. So just like Kirby Smart went through some stuff at the beginning of his coaching tenure, so is Dan Lanning. But Dan Lanning will one day be, if not one of the top guys, maybe the top guy on this list, maybe 10 years from now if he stays at Oregon, because I think they'll win and win a lot, but he's not ahead of Brian Kelly right now. That's absolutely ridiculous. At number seven, they had Steve Sarkisian. Again, one good year. Everybody wants to say Texas is back. Listen, I do think Texas is going to be more consistent from now on. I think they're going to be just fine in the SEC. But again, Brian Kelly has done more with less than Steve Sarkisian has done. Even in his short run at Texas, Brian Kelly did way more at Notre Dame, way more at Cincinnati with than Brian Kelly, than Steve Sarkisian has even dreamed of at USC and Texas. So don't give me any of that at all. Lane Kiffin, they had Lane Kiffin at eight. I think Lane could probably even be higher because, like Brian Kelly, he gets a ton out of the talent that he has, and he is being an innovator in this era of NIL, of transfer portal. We'll see. Lane's stature is going to depend heavily on this year, but they had him at number eight on this list. Lance Leipold, you got to just say the dude, all he does is win, and his unfortunate thing is he's had to do it at places like Buffalo, like at Kansas. We thought that he might get a more high-profile head coaching job. He's elected to stay at Kansas, you know, this past offseason, so he's going to continue to try to win there. But, you know, listen, it kind of is what it is. He's a really good coach. If you're someone who's in a, I think, in a top 25 program, he's a name on your short list if a head coach opening comes open. But I don't know that he belongs much higher in the conversation on this list. Ryan Day, a ton of talent that he's always had at Ohio State. They've kind of made it to the playoff level and haven't been able to go much further. I put Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley, those kind of guys on the same footing as they've always, they were basically inherited a juggernaut and they haven't done anything with it. So the fact that he's on this list and Brian Kelly is not is absolute sacrilege. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Brian Kelly, guys, let me tell you why he deserves to be number two, at worst, number three behind Dabo Swinney on this list. By the way, they didn't even mention Mack Brown, who is still active, who's been doing it a long time, who has won a national championship. He wasn't on this list at all. Let's see who else wasn't on the list that they had on here. They didn't have James Franklin anywhere on the list, Chris Klieman anywhere on the list. So a lot of names that could have been on this list, but Brian Kelly not being on this list as the all-time winningest head coach at Notre Dame. And guys, before Brian Kelly took over at Notre Dame had two 10-win seasons since 1993. They had more than that during the Notre Dame tenure, several more than that during Brian Kelly's Notre Dame tenure, had some playoff appearances in 2012. They were undefeated before they got buzzsawed by Alabama. And listen, whoever won that SEC championship game between Alabama and Georgia that year was going to be the national champion in 2012. That's just how it is. But the ability that he had to take that team, who was not as talented, and get them to that point in the BCS era was tremendous. Also, at Cincinnati had never, ever, ever won 10 games. They had never had double-digit wins before Brian Kelly took over at Cincinnati, and they did it three times while he was there, his last season being a 12-0 undefeated season at Cincinnati. He won at Central Michigan before that. He won at Grand Valley State way before that. Brian Kelly deserves. Then you go to LSU, who was an absolute dumpster fire in terms of culture-wise, and he, with that organization, that CEO mentality, who cares about the whole family thing that he did by changing his accent and talking about him being kind of cringy in some of these recruiting photos, all that kind of stuff. He's a dork. He'll probably admit that to you. He's a total, you know, just out of touch, not cool dork of a guy. But what he is able to do is coach football. He's able to get coaches that are connected to the state of Louisiana. That is important. He may not be a great culture fit himself when he goes into mom and dad's living room on a official visit, on a home visit for a kid, but he's went out and got a bunch of coaches who called Louisiana home or have deep ties and connections to Louisiana. And now he is building another juggernaut program there in LSU. Like I said, SEC championship appearance when they had no business being there in the West 2 years ago. Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman, and they would have been a playoff team with any kind of defense. He said, hey, this is enough of that bad defense over there. We're going to clear house, literally get rid of Matt House and the rest of that coaching staff on defense. They've brought in Blake Baker, and now it is time to see what Brian Kelly can do. But for him not to be on this list is absolutely terrible, guys.